Hello, Ed. How are you today? I have something that I think is quite fun, actually. People ask me all the time. They say, when they first start working with me, it's like, how long will this take? And what can I expect in 3 months, 6 months, 2 years, whatever, right? As if I always know. And I really don't, right? Everyone's different. But there are certain things that happen for everyone. And it's kind of, I've done this long enough that I've been able to figure out, like, you know, where the pitfalls tend to be, like when the stopping points can be, and how to work with it so that we keep going. So I figured that the easiest way for me to do this is to tell you and introduce you to actual people that I work with. I'm not going to use names. Actually, in one of these episodes, I am going to use names because I really want you to meet this person. But mostly I'm not going to use names because this is private stuff. Like, you know, when you're talking about people's lives and their habits and their, you know, whether they're losing weight or gaining muscle and all this stuff, it's private. So no names, just stories. I love to tell stories. So sit back because today's story is pretty quick, but it's super, super fun. At least it was for me. So first thing you should know is this is the 3 month mark. Okay. 3 months ago, I opened up my calendar on a Monday, just kind of looking at, you know, what I have for the week. And I see that I've got an appointment the next day that hadn't been on there on Friday. So I click on it to see, you know, what was going on with this person, what's happening, so forth. And all of a sudden I go, wait a second, this is somebody I know from a long time ago, right? Somebody who actually was part of my company that I used to have years ago. So 10 years ago or so, give or take, she moved away. And the company that I had was Houston Centric. So she moved from Houston. We lost touch. And little did I know, she had actually been following me ever since I started doing this. And I didn't know, right? Like, you really don't know who's reading your posts or listening to your podcast. So I see this name on my calendar. I'm like, awesome. We get to chat. Haven't seen you in forever. Super, super stoked. So I jump on the call with her. And what I found was, I was like, what's going on? You know, how can I help? Tell me your story. And what she said was, Kelly, 10 years ago, or however long ago it was, when we first started working together, you helped me lose 100 pounds. And I went, whoa, I didn't realize it was that much. I knew that at the time, you were on a weight loss journey. I was helping her get active, and really like do a lot of cycling at that time. And she just really got involved and started having fun, which you'll hear is one of her big drivers. And during that time of period that I knew her, which was probably, I'm going to say 3 years, over that 3 year period, she lost over 100 pounds and got in super good shape. So then I didn't see her. And I'm like, what's going on? She said, well, I started gaining weight and she moved. She's got a very, very high stress job. We'll tell you this, super high stress job. She moved over to the east side of the country. And she said that, you know, she didn't really know anybody. She didn't have a community anymore. So here she is. She's moved across country. She doesn't really know anybody. You know, a little bit of weight started sneaking back on, and then maybe a little bit more. She finally got to the gym, got a trainer, was getting ready to, like, you know, she's like, okay, I got to get back. And instead what happened was COVID happened. So everything stopped in her world, except for work, lots and lots of work. This woman works way too much. We're working on that, trust me. So she works way too much in my world, but the weight came back on. So she gained back probably close to 100 pounds. And that is not an uncommon thing that I'm hearing. When we mix isolation, stress, working like crazy, and all of those things together, It's a killer, y'all. It's a killer. I mean, it just, that weight just slips on. And as the stress doesn't go away, cortisol goes up and we're in trouble. So that's what happened, right? But she's a smart woman. So here we are chatting. I'm like, okay, so what do you want to do? And she said, well, right now I need to lose this weight. Okay. Totally valid. It was weighing her down, and I'm not joking. We know how it is. I know how it is. It's weighing her down. Her knees were hurting. Her hips were hurting. She's working so much and she's sitting so much because she's in back-to-back meetings. So she's got pain when she's sitting. It's just like, she's just not feeling good, right? She's low on energy and she's not that vibrant, like smile that lights up the room person that I last saw. So I went, okay, so tell me what resources you have. Like, do you have a gym? Do you have, do you have a bike? What do you have? Well, she's got the stuff. Okay. And she's got the knowledge. She's very, very, very good at understanding form when she works out, when she's cycling, when she's walking. I mean, she's really top notch on form. So she's got the form knowledge. She's got the desire, man. She's got the desire. She's driven. She has ways of working around sitting and working all the time. Okay. She's still working. I mean, she's still working crazy hours, but she's working now in a way that, as we've done this together over the last 3 months, she's not sitting so much. So the pain is starting to go away. So what we did was we sat down and I went, okay. Oh, and the other thing that she said, you know what? I have no community. Like, I have no community. And when you have no community, it's killer. Like, it's a killer. We need that. We need that friend, those friends. We need, especially as women, we're busy. We've gone through a lot of cycles with family, and I didn't have kids, but kids, parents, we've gone through all these cycles. And now a lot of us are at this place where, okay, now who am I going to go play with? Like, I don't have any friends. I mean, I hear this a lot. I don't have any friends that want to go to Glacier. So that's something I'm going to tell you about, or want to go to the Smokies, or want to go do whatever, want to go for a walk. And so that was a big piece for her. And she also didn't have any accountability. So what we did was we sat down, created a plan for her. Okay. This is a person who, like I said already, she understands form and fitness. So I had her start with our personal trainer. We have a virtual trainer who works with me, with everybody who wants to on staff. So she starts with him because she understands that muscle matters. When you want to lose weight, the quickest way to lose weight is to start getting muscle back so that it can counteract fat. Okay. So she starts with the trainer. She just wanted to jumpstart, right? We got her nutrition dialed in. We all really know what we should and shouldn't be eating. We're smart women, right? We know it, but sometimes we just have to go, okay, like, let's get this right. So brought in a little bit more protein, figured out, meals. She's single and working all the time. So she doesn't want to go home and cook. Heck no. I'm not exactly single. I have a partner. I don't want to go home and cook. So she started figuring out how to get those meals in. And I think she was having meals delivered. I'm not positive about that, but we got the right food for her, got her nutrition dialed in. Then we had to come up with a couple of things. One of them was we wanted a real weight loss goal, not one of these goals like you see around where it's like, lose 30 pounds in 30 days or lose 5 pounds or 10 pounds a week. That's baloney. Okay. That's not healthy and it's not sustainable and it's not real. So our goal was, 8 to 10 pounds a month, at least initially, right? Because if you've ever had to lose weight before, it comes off quicker at the beginning and then it starts plateauing. So initially 8 to 10 pounds, probably pretty solid. Then we had to address the pain, because not just in the knees and hips, but she was having a lot of pain from sitting. So we've worked out that one together. And then she was like ready to go. First month, okay, after 30 days, she lost 10 pounds, which is spot on, exactly what we talked about. Brilliant. And when we met, she was like, she was back. That's all I can say. She was back, vibrant. The big smile was back. The smile, that laughter was back. She was figuring out things. And this is a big piece. She said to me later when I asked her about this, she said, well, something I learned from you is that fitness needs to be fun, but it also needs to fit into your lifestyle. And if you don't fit it into your lifestyle, then you're not going to do it. And we'll talk about that more in a minute, but it's so true, right? Because we can have the greatest plan in the world, right? All of us can, we can go download an internet plan right this second. But if it doesn't fit our lifestyle and it doesn't fit the amount of time that we have to devote and the resources we have, boom, it's just a wish. It's nothing more than a wish. So first month, she's down that 10 pounds. And the first thing she said was the accountability group was making the difference. It was making the difference. She felt like she suddenly had a community, which she did. She had all these women cheering her on. She's got, you know, our accountability coach who's brilliant. And she's like watching her like a hawk at first, but in a gentle way, not like a terrible way, in a gentle way. And so it was working for her. Then she said the next thing was after that first month, the program, like really working the program, became her game changer because she was feeling her energy up. She was just like, she could feel like everything was changing in her life. She was getting lighter, right? And I'm not talking about weight. I'm talking about getting lighter in life. And so month two, spot on, keep it on going. Probably another 8 pounds there. And then by month three, which is what we're talking about today, by the end of the third month, her hip pain was gone, her knee pain was gone, her sitting pain was gone. She's down about 25 pounds. She was gaining muscle. And more than anything, she was excited, right? She was excited. And that's what matters, right? She's really looking forward to what she can do next, what's coming in life. I think this is such a big piece because if we don't have things to look forward to, if we don't feel good, it's so hard to have things to look forward to. It's so hard to look forward in life. So here we are at month three, end of month three, 90 days, down about 25 pounds, up, I would bet probably about 4 pounds of muscle. I mean, she sees that the fat is coming, or the, you know, the body mass in the scale is coming down. And so clothes are starting to fit better than they were, a lot better than they were. She's feeling better. She knows when to reach out. That's a big piece. Like, it's so easy. It's so easy if you don't have a community and you don't have a coach and you don't have the accountability, it's so easy to get started and then just falter and stop because life happens. Life happens to all of us, right? Like the last month of her 3 months was we were doing sugar freedom. She said it wasn't a good thing for her because she really didn't expect it to be as full on as it was. And it is, it is. I mean, you can really play it as full on as you want it to be, but she's not a half. Well, I'll just say it. She's not a half-assed person. She plays full out. So she struggled with that a little bit, but instead of just hiding, she reached out, she got back on track, and she kept going. That's what matters, is having that support when you need it. So I want to tell you, I wrote down what she said to me. I asked her, I said, why did you join? Like, I really want to know, why did you join this? I hadn't seen you in 10 years and bingo, here you are on the calendar. You got on my calendar and now, you know, you've been in 3 months and you're just like rocking it. So what happened? And she said, I knew I needed help and I knew you could help because you can get me back on a training plan that was fun. Okay. And I knew that, I'm just reading this out. So I knew that you knew how to create a community that I needed. So she already knew me. Okay. That was totally fair because she already knew me. So she knew that she could trust me to make sure that we weren't going to do something boring. Bottom line, we don't do boring. And she said later on that something else I learned from you is that movement needs to be fun if it's going to be sustainable. Absolutely. If it's not fun, it is not sustainable. And she also said, you used to tell me that we should work out and move so that we can play. And I want to be able to play for a very, very, very long time. And life needs to be fun because it hasn't been fun lately. So she said that her new motto is now work hard, play harder. I couldn't have said it any better. I have to tell you, her weight is coming off. Her energy and vibrancy is back. She also signed up to go with us to Glacier. She's never done an adventure like that. So she's got this adventure to look forward to. She has Adventure Fit, so she knows how to train for it. Adventure Fit is the training program that we do for the upcoming adventures. So she knows how to train for it. She's not worried about it because she's just rock solid. And she knows that she's going to just rock that trip and the rest of her life. That's what matters to me, is the fact that we need to really, and I will really say we need to know that we're going to be able to play and feel good and take care of ourselves and do all the things that we want to do for a very, very, very long time. So, all right, when we come back from the break, I just want to share one more piece. And then I'd like to give you three tips that I learned from my friend that I think will be helpful for you. Have you ever wanted to go to the Great Smoky National Park and hike on the trails out there, even like the Appalachian Trail? If you have, you might be just in luck. We have a few spots left for our Smokies trip in the fall. And this is a very special trip for a couple of reasons. One reason is that we're going during the height of the fall foliage, and the Smokies in the fall are shockingly beautiful, shockingly beautiful. And the other reason is that I may not be leading this trip again. As much as I love this trip, I might be leading some other trips next year, so I won't be able to do the Smokies. So if you've been thinking about it, this is your chance. Now, let me just tell you, I love the Smokies. When I first got there, the first time I went, I was just like enthralled, blown away. Such a magical place. It's so green and it's lush. And in the fall, it's like all the colors, and you see the fog. The reason they're called the Smokies is because they have this dense fog that just kind of like rolls down. They're very, very lush. The rivers are, okay, I'll stop because this could turn into an entire episode about the Smokies. But here's the deal. If you're thinking that you might want to do this, here's what happens. You will be along with 10 women that can go. We have two guides that go, myself and another guide. We make sure that everything's taken care of and that, you're perfectly great on the trails. You get a copy, or you get, I guess, access to my course, which is called Adventure Fit. So Adventure Fit comes with the trail, comes with the trip, and it gets you ready for the trails. Doesn't really matter where you are right now as far as fitness goes, but as long as you follow the plan, and we have virtual calls, so you'll be able to ask me questions and kind of like dive in and really get into it. So the plan is to get you from wherever you are today to going out on those trails and having so much fun. People always ask me like, what's the level? That is a little bit subjective, but, and I'll give you a big but, here's the deal. The first couple of days are pretty easy. Like, I make sure that, they're geared for everybody. And then as it gets a little harder, we've got two guides. So, for the people who just have to go fast, we've got one guide in the front and one guide in the front. And for the people who are like out there to kind of saunter and enjoy themselves and check out the view, we have a guide in the back. So you'll never get lost. You'll never get left behind. You never have to feel like you're holding people back. Okay. We also have one day that's a river day. So that river day, and just don't worry, it's the fall in the Smokies. The weather's great. You will not be cold on the river. The river day, you can either raft, you can do duckies, or you can do fly fishing, your choice. So we've got all that. So here's what's included, just so you know, and then I'll get you back to the episode. So in this, basically most meals are included, all activities and your river gear, transportation during the trip. Okay. You have to get yourself to Asheville and then we pick you up. And then from there, you're taken care of. All park entrances, yoga. We have a yoga instructor coming along who's taking care of our yoga needs and getting us all limber for the trails, and your Adventure Fit training program. What's not included is flights to Asheville. And if you have, like, if you decide to stay over in Asheville or come in early, couple of meals aren't included, and alcohol, most alcohol is not included. But other than that, this trip is basically turnkey. And to get more information, all you have to do is go to fitisfreedom.com/events. fitisfreedom.com/events. And if you can sign up, then there's still space on it. If you've got questions, just hit me up. It's kelly@fitisfreedom.com. And I am happy to help you and get you on that trip. So let me know if you've got questions. Otherwise, come join us. It is a magical, magical place. And if you haven't gotten to spend the time there with me and all the women, you will be so excited. So back to the episode. Thanks for this quick interlude. See ya. The one tip I want to say, or the one thing I wanted to share, and I said it, but I don't think I said it quite this deep. My friend was working out. Like, she had been working out. Even when that weight was starting to come back on, she was working out, but she wasn't enjoying it. And when you're not enjoying something, when you're bored with it, it kills it. It kills it. Boredom kills fitness. It kills movement. It kills us actually. So make sure that what you're doing, you're not bored with. Okay. So here are my three tips. The first one is community matters. More and more and more every year in our life, we need that community that supports us, cheerleaders in our world, friends to go do things with, friends to talk about, talk to, friends to go adventure with. Community really matters. And along with that community, you can throw in there, you know, the accountability that comes from community and the possibility that comes when you see people in your community doing great things. So one, community matters. Two, make your movement fun. If there's one word I've said 250 times in this podcast, it's fun. Like, that's what's going to sustain you when you don't really feel like doing it. When you're busy and you're thinking, maybe tomorrow, fun makes it work. And the third one is, if you're not sure what to do, come get on our list. Okay. Just get on our list. Just go to fitisfreedom.com list. And I will make sure that you hear about what's coming up. You hear about the community that happens. I'll make sure that you too have ways of having lots and lots of fun with your fitness. And at the 3 month mark, you can be clicking off these amazing things: weight loss, vibrancy, energy back, pain down, all the cool stuff. So there you go. That was my 3 month one for you. And I will see you next week. Have a great day. Thank you again so much for listening today. I truly appreciate the opportunity to connect. If you're ready to incorporate fitness consistency into your life, I'd love to help. I have a special gift for you. If it's a struggle to stay consistent with your fitness and you're ready for all the energy, vitality, and feeling great you can have, go to my website, fitisfreedom.com. And on the homepage, you can get a free copy of my Consistency is Key Masterclass, plus a fitness plan you can follow along with, guaranteed to get you started on your path to being fit and free forever.